Look at me, pet. Can you move your head yet? Hmm? Ah, there you are. Just a bit, but you still managed. You're recovering. Slowly but surely, the toxin is leaving your system.
What a relief.
You are relieved, aren't you? To be back home where you belong, my wayward thrall? Or perhaps you would rather I returned you to Venus, hmm? Since you seemed so eager to leave the safety of your mistress's home. Oh, you're trying to say something. Well, speak up. I can't quite hear you. Oh, you don't want to go back there. You would rather stay with me. Now, I want to believe you. I really do. But just a while back, you were so desperate to leave that you ran straight into her arms. So how am I to believe anything that you say? No, I think you just want to avoid what's coming next. That look. Your fear. Your eyes are so wide and scared and beautiful. I'm not used to it, you know. You looking at me with fear instead of blind adoration and devotion. I suppose I'll have to get used to it, for the time being. Because I'm not putting you back under your thrall. Not yet. You haven't earned that privilege. And it is a privilege, you know. When I put you under, when I bring you to that warm, safe place where nothing and no one can hurt you, where your mind is so enchanted by my presence that nothing else matters, that all the world melts away like candy floss and you are loved and happy and whole. It is always a privilege I grant to you at my will. My comfort is not a given. And I think that perhaps my friend was right. I have spoiled you with my kindness, my soft touch, my enjoyment. You are merely human, a pet, something to play with and to own and use as I see fit. Not a companion. Never again. Save your strength. Do not bother trying to beg. If you were able to speak, I would gag you anyway. And if you still didn't stop your prattling, I would cut out your tongue. Perhaps. Regardless, your whining has no place here. Although here, you can make all the noise you want. And none of the forest creatures would hear even the slightest peep. None except for me, that is. And I do enjoy a little bit of screaming every now and again. So, if you find your vocal cords begin to loosen up, you may use them to voice any discomfort you may be feeling. But not in words. Only in sounds. For surely you must know what you're doing here, don't you? Not upstairs. Not in your chambers, nor mine, but down. Down, down, down. Here in the basement, hidden away. In this lovely little room filled with so many dirty secrets. Quite the history here. Not mine, no, but the humans that built it. So many monsters in living flesh, it's quite inspiring. Perhaps you disagree. No matter. Now the question remains, what to do with you? Your heart is beating so fast, my little pet. Are you afraid? You should be. Oh, don't worry. I don't plan on drinking from you. Not yet. You already lost a lot of blood earlier when I shared a drink with my dear friend, and I don't want to harm you beyond repair. I've told you before, I don't put so much work into one little human to just snuff them out. Even when they insult the gift of my ownership by running away. Besides, your blood is spoiled, toxic, like meat left out in the sun. You're inedible for the time being. I don't know what would happen if I were to drink from you, but I have no desire to find out. That, my pet, will have to wait for another day. No, I cannot drink of you. You cannot move with your paralysis, just lying there like a lump of warm flesh. What good are you to me? I ask you, what can you do to pay penance to your mistress? What will you sacrifice to show that you deserve to stay in my servitude? No answer. Well then, I will need to think of something on your behalf. No need to thank me. There is something I can take from you, whether or not you want it. Your pound of flesh. Now, I greatly enjoy discipline. I practice it in every aspect of my life. Without it, I would have perished decades ago. When it comes to disciplining others, that is where I falter. I am too tender-hearted, it seems, too soft when I ought to be hard, too kind when the situation favors a harsher tone. My dear friend, she would have me remove your feet, which I suppose would leave you unable to escape, but it would also leave you feeble and unable to provide me much of any help around the house. And it seems unnecessary in the end. If I correct you appropriately, you would never dream of running again. Not even in the daylight, with a door flung wide open and the village mere footsteps away. I would never tell her this, but such extreme measures need only be taken when the master is undisciplined themselves. Time and patience it takes to train the stubbornness out of a human is not for the weak-willed. I am many things, but I am not that. I have lived so many lifetimes, my little pet. I can outlast your temperament and your anguish and your rage until it fades like so many distant memories. Like a bad dream, until all you want is a cold embrace of your mistress. And I won't even need my thrall to do it. The thrall is simply a quicker means to an end. But it is imperfect, and once it is broken, the control is lost. I was foolish to think that this time it would be different. And I will not go through the anguish of losing another pet again. Not unless it's by my own hand. I refuse it. You won't be down here forever, dear heart. Just until your blood is cleared of all those dreadful things. I still need you upstairs to take care of the household and the other things I might require of my servant. My slave. No, this place will simply serve as your quarters for the time being. And any other time I might need to discipline my wayward thrall. When you're bad, when you act out of turn, out of line, when you don't show the proper respect given a creature of my status, then I shall take the appropriate action to see that you learn your place. Prostrate. And you were bad, weren't you? So very, very naughty, little pet. Do you think that you've been punished enough already? Going through that harrowing ordeal, my poor little one. Not nearly enough, I think. Now, you humans are not like us, vampires. You are so fragile. You break so easily. So, I must keep a light hand to ensure that I do not destroy what is mine in my anger. Yes? Anger. Does my calm demeanor suggest otherwise? Oh no, I am simmering with rage. But discipline in all things. A nice red lash across your back. How lovely. I cannot drink you, pet, but there are other ways to make you bleed. Oh, hush now. Those tears in your sweet eyes. Would you have wept for me if I had lost you? A little moan, how lovely. You do make the sweetest noises when you suffer. Normally, I would enjoy the sight of your blood, but the stink is, well, perhaps bleeding you a little will help cleanse your system. Or at the very least, clear your mind. Because you need to hear me very clearly. What comes next is entirely up to you. I know. You feel like you have no control here, but you do. A surprising amount, in fact. You have nowhere to go. Nowhere to run that I won't find you. Hopefully, before any other creature does. No one to care for you, to nurse your wounds, pat your head, and tell you everything will be all right. No one. Me. If you fight me, you will suffer. Oh, you will suffer regardless, but the sooner you learn your place, the faster the suffering will end. You are my pet, my slave, my thrall. You are mine. Nothing will change that. Not even death. I will bend you to my will, little human. Bend you until you break, if need be. That too is up to you. Stubborn little thing. Here. Let me rub some salve into those wounds. It won't do me very well to have my pet getting sick now, would it? Oh, I know it hurts. Let the pain serve as a reminder. When you wound your mistress, you wound yourself. There. Safe as houses. I will return tomorrow night to check on you. If you are very good, I will bring you something to eat. Doesn't that sound nice, pet? I know it does. Rest up. As soon as you're better, we can begin your training in earnest. Sweet dreams.